Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning parak Yud Mishnah Gimel and parak Yud Mishnah Dalet as we continue regarding our discussion of the night of the Seder. Now, after reciting Kiddush, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, and drinking the first of the four cups of wine, the Seder continues, Heviu Lefanav, they bring various vegetables in front of the person now leading the Seder for him to dip another food and eat it as we call karpas. Now, as the Shulchan Aruch passes, we should take any vegetable for karpas, dip it in another food and eat it. The typical minhag that we have is to dip the karpas into salt water, again, to remember the tears of the Jews as they were slaves in Mitzrayim. Now, as the Bar Tanurik explains, and this is certainly what I'm sure many of us describe and discuss at the Seder, the purpose of eating a vegetable at this particular point in time is in order for the children to ask questions, to make them curious, to surprise them. Since vegetables are typically not eaten before the actual meal, the children are going to ask why this night is different, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah. Now, by making the children ask questions, we can fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias, the sign of telling over the story in the ideal way, which again is responding to the questions of the children. Continuing in the Mishnah now, Metabel Bachazares, if there's no other type of vegetable available, then he can eat the dipped lettuce, even though really the lettuce is supposed to be used for the maror. If that's all you have, you can use that for karpas as well. Ad shemagil leparperas hapas, and eating the karpas comes before eating the matzah, but nothing else, as the Mishnah seems to be implying, can be eaten before the matzah is actually eaten. Now, as the Bar Tanura explains, the Mishnah's point here is that he may not eat lettuce again as a maror until he has eaten the matzah, because the matzah must be eaten before the maror, not afterwards. And this is what the pasuk describes, al matzos umerorim yochluhu, with matzah and maror shall they eat, as the pasuk describes in Sefer Bamidbar. And that's why first you have to eat the matzah, then you have to eat the maror. Continuing in the Mishnah with our next step of the Seder, Heviu Lefanav Matzah V'Chazeres V'Charoses U'Shnei Tavshilin, they would bring before the person leading the Seder matzah for the mitzvah of eating matzah and for the meal, lettuce for the mitzvah of eating marah, charoses, in which the marah would be dipped, and two cooked foods. One of the cooked dishes is to commemorate the Karban Pesach that was brought in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and the other cooked food was to commemorate the Karban Chagiga that would often accompany the Karban Pesach when it was eaten. Now, often these food items are going to be on the Seder from the very beginning. We have a Seder plate, we have a car that's going to be on the table with these various items. But again, in the time of the Mishnah, perhaps they didn't have exactly a Seder plate like we have today, and it would be at this point in time when they would bring these items onto the table. Now we have a machlokas as it pertains to charoses. It says the Mishnah, afal pi she'ein charoses mitzvah, even though dipping the maror into charoses is not a mitzvah, right? We simply do it to eliminate the harmful effects of the maror of the lettuce. That is the first opinion. Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadok Gomer Mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadok, the son of Rabbi Tzadok, says no, that it is a mitzvah. So machlokas, is the charoses a mitzvah or not? According to Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadok, the Bar Tanura says the apple in the charoses is meant to remind us of the apple trees under which the Jewish women in Egypt gave birth without any pain, and the thick texture of the charoses recalls the clay with which the Jews worked. Again, machlokas, was it a mitzvah or not? But regardless, we do it on the night of the Seder. Continuing in the Mishnah, Vamikdash Hayumivin Lefanav Gufo Shel Pesach, and in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would also bring in front of him the Karban Pesach itself, together with the Matzah, together with the Mar, together with the Charoses, and with the Karban Chagiga, if there was one as well. Continuing now with Perek Yud, Mishnah Dal, the Mishnah continues the night of the Seder, Mazgulo Kos Sheni, they would at this point mix and pour the second cup of wine for the person leading the Seder, V'kan HaBen Sho'alaviv. And here is when the intelligent son, the smart son, is going to ask his father the four questions, which are cited as we're about to say. V'im Ein Das BaBen, but if the son does not have the ability, does not have the intellectual capacity to ask the questions, Aviv Melamdu, his father is going to teach him how to ask the questions. What are the questions that we have on the night of the Seder? So here we go. Famous Manishtana comes from this Mishnah. Manishtana halal azemikala leilos. Why is this night different from all of the other nights? Meaning, what are the reasons for the main differences that we have between this night and every other night of the year? Shebechal halelos anu ochlim chamitu matzah. On all other nights, we may eat chametz or matzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. But on this night, you can only eat matzah. Number one. Number two. Shebechal halayla tzonu ochlim sha'ar yirakot. On all other nights, we eat other kinds of vegetables. You're not obligated to eat any specific type of vegetable. But halayla hazeh maror. But on this night, you got to eat the bitter herb. You got to eat the maror. Continuing in the Mishnah, the third question, on all other nights we can eat meat that is roasted, that is stewed, that is cooked, any sort of meat, but tonight, says the Mishnah, you can only eat meat that is roasted. Now, this would only be recited in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when we would bring a Karban Pesach. But this was the special question that was referencing the fact that the Karban Pesach had to be eaten roasted. Fourth question, Shebechal is, Anu Matbilim Pam Achas. On all of the nights, we eat dipped vegetables once. Halala Hazeh Shtei Pamim. But on this night, we eat dipped vegetables twice, both when it comes to the Karpas and when it comes to the Maror as well. Now, being that nowadays there is no more, unfortunately, no Beis HaMikdash, no Karban Pesach, we're not going to make this reference to the roasted meat. We do nowadays add the question of why tonight is different, because tonight we lean, and every other night we typically sit or lean, but tonight we only lean. So that's the additional question that we replace the roasted question with. Continuing with the Mishnah, how should the father respond to his son? And based on the son's level of understanding, his intellectual capacity, his father teaches him why we make these different changes, why tonight is different from all of the other nights. Says the Mishnah famous line, Maschil Beginos. He begins the story of recounting the leaving of Egypt with the disgrace of the Jewish people, with the lowly state of the Jewish people. And he concludes with the glory, with the greatness of the Jewish people. Now, we should just point out that this is true both in the physical sense as well as in the spiritual sense. We begin with the disgrace of the Jewish people, how we were slaves, how we were lowly physically. And ultimately, in Messiah B'Shevach, we finish with the praise of the Jewish people. Baruch Hashem, we ended up free. In the same vein, we also focus on the spiritual history and destiny of the Jewish people, how he started in a disgraceful way with Avram Avinu and his ancestors, his father and uncles and so on, serving idolatry, that ultimately we come from idolatry, and finally finishing with the fact that Baruch Hashem, we became a nation, we received the Torah, and we became servants of the Rabboni Shalom. So when you say that the Maschil Begnus, Messiah and Beshevach, you should begin by discussing the disgrace of the Jewish people and ultimately finish by discussing the praise and the greatness of the Jewish people, that's true both in the physical sense and that's true in the spiritual sense as well. V'dorish me'aremi ovid avin, we could base on the Pesukim in Parshas Kisavo of Aremi ovid Avi, which describes how Lavan tried to destroy the Jewish people. Achi Igmar Kala Parsha Kula, until we finish the entire Pasuk described in Parshas Kisavo. These are the Pesukim that we read, and these are the Pesukim that we describe, recounting the Exodus, the leaving of the Jewish people from Mitzrayim. Quick review, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel began discussing the vegetables that are going to be brought before the person leading the Seder as Karpas. If no other type of vegetable is available, then he can dip the lettuce, the maror, and he could use that as Karpas. And the Mishnah taught us that nothing can be eaten before the matzah except for this Karpas, including maror specifically, which must be eaten after matzah is eaten for the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah described how they would bring before him the matzah for the mitzvah, the maror. They'd bring charos in front of him and two cooked foods, one representing the Karban Pesach and one representing the Karban Chagiga that would accompany the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah Machlokas in our Mishnah is charosei mitzvah or not. Either, according to the first opinion, it's not a mitzvah. It's really just there to eliminate the harmful effects of the lettuce. It's there as a more of a practical thing. But Rabbi Elazar Bartzadok says, no, that it is meaningful. It is important. It is a mitzvah. And it's there to represent, number one, the mortar and the bricks that the Bnei Yisrael had to work with, and number two, the apple trees of Mitzrayim, where the Jewish women gave birth under it. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would also bring the Karban Pesach in front of him, together with the matzah, the mar, and the charoses. And then Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet, discussed the second cup. As we begin Magid, they pour the second cup, and we discussed the Manishtana, the four main questions that were asked, but that would be asked by the either ideally by the child to the father. The father would then explain why tonight is in fact different from all of the other nights in these various regards. And the Mishnah says that the father should explain to the son based on his level of understanding, based on his intellectual abilities and capacity. And Maskel Beginos and Messiah Mishnah, he should begin by discussing the disgrace of how far down we were, and ultimately Messiah Mishnah, the point of Magid, of telling over the story, is to then remember and recount how far we came, again, both in a physical sense in terms of getting to freedom, and in a spiritual sense in terms of getting the Torah and becoming the nation of Hashem. Have a great day.